This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Democratic candidate for Attorney General in South Dakota says the state cannot cure meth addiction by placing offenders in prison. Randy Seiler is a former U.S. attorney in South Dakota who spent 22 years in the department. He says arrests have gone up over the last 7 years, partly fueled by the opioid and meth epidemics in the state. Seiler says he wants a more community-based approach to recovery.
You cannot cure addiction by incarceration. Everything I've read, all of the experts agree that you are not curing addiction by putting individuals in jail. There has to be treatment centers, there has to be recovery centers. We have to have reentry programs when individuals get out of prison.
Seiler's opponent is Republican Jason Roundsburg. He's calling for the state to build a meth treatment facility in either the central or western part of the state to meet service needs in those locations. Roundsburg says that facility can have a mental health wing to treat those with mental illness as well. Two South Dakota tribes and a grassroots group have written letters to the State Public Utilities Commission to show their opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. Letters came from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, the Yankton Sioux Tribe, and Dakota Rural Action. Members want more information about TransCanada's compliance with permit conditions. TransCanada is the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline. Tribal leaders say ground-disturbing activity near the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation and the Rosebud Sioux Reservation brought about the letter. The pipeline would reportedly run through Great Sioux National Homelands. A spokeswoman with TransCanada says its site near the reservation is a pipe yard, one of four areas being prepared in South Dakota before construction begins next year. More news, listen.stpb.org. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the 30s. For tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, becoming windy. Rain possible down south and a chance of snow for the Black Hills. Highs from the 30s to the 50s. This is SDPB News.